Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Health Economics and Policy by James Henderson is a textbook in health economics focused on how microeconomic principles shape healthcare delivery, financing, and public policy in the United States. Now in its 8th edition, the book is designed to explain not only how health markets function, but also why they often differ from standard competitive markets because of insurance, regulation, information gaps, and the social importance of medical care. Its purpose is both instructional and practical. It helps students understand core economic concepts while connecting them to current debates about access, cost, quality, and the organization of health systems. The book also reflects the policy environment surrounding healthcare, including the roles of government, private insurers, providers, and patients. It is best suited to readers seeking a structured introduction to the economics of healthcare and the policy choices that influence outcomes in a complex and evolving sector. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, applying microeconomic theory to healthcare markets. A central strength of the book is its use of microeconomic reasoning to analyze healthcare as a market with unusual features. Healthcare does not behave like a standard consumer good, because people rarely choose care freely under normal conditions of price, quality, and information. Henderson uses economic tools to explain how demand, supply, pricing, and incentives work when patients depend on professionals and insurers to mediate access. This matters because policy discussions often assume that better outcomes come from simple market logic, while the book shows why healthcare needs a more careful analysis. Readers gain a framework for understanding why costs rise, why competition may not function cleanly, and why policy interventions are often justified. The value of this topic is that it grounds the rest of the book in a disciplined economic method rather than a purely descriptive overview of health institutions. Secondly, why health insurance changes the economics of care. The book gives significant attention to health insurance because insurance is one of the main reasons healthcare markets differ from ordinary markets. Insurance spreads risk, but it also changes incentives for patients, providers, and payers. Henderson's approach helps readers understand why insurance expands access while also creating questions about utilization, cost control, and moral hazard. The economics of insurance cannot be separated from policy, since benefit design, reimbursement methods, and public programs all influence how care is used and financed. This topic is important because it explains why reforms aimed at improving coverage can have unintended effects on spending and provider behavior. Rather than treating insurance as a simple solution, the book presents it as a system that balances protection against risk with the need to manage scarce resources. That balance is central to nearly every major health policy debate in the United States. Thirdly, the social and political dimensions of health policy. Another important theme is that health economics cannot be isolated from social and political realities. The book addresses the social side of health issues by showing that access to care, distribution of resources, and public expectations all shape policy choices. Health policy is not decided only by efficiency criteria. It also reflects values about fairness, responsibility, and the role of government. Henderson's framing is useful because it helps readers see why health policy debates often remain contested even when the economic evidence is clear. Policy solutions that improve efficiency may still face resistance if they are seen as limiting choice or shifting burdens across groups. This topic broadens the book beyond technical analysis by placing economics inside a larger institutional context. Readers are encouraged to think about healthcare as both an economic system and a public concern shaped by political bargaining and social priorities. Fourthly, financing spending and the structure of U.S. healthcare delivery. The book also examines how the U.S. healthcare system is financed and how that financing affects delivery. This includes the interaction between private insurers, employers, public programs, and providers, all of which influence who pays, who receives services, and how care is organized. Henderson's focus on financing is important because spending patterns are not just accounting questions. They determine access, provider incentives, and the distribution of medical resources. By linking finance to delivery, the book helps readers understand why structural reform is so difficult. Changing one part of the system can alter incentives elsewhere, leading to trade-offs between cost containment, quality, and availability. This topic gives the book practical relevance for anyone trying to understand hospital behavior, physician payment, or national spending growth. It also shows that health policy cannot be evaluated separately from the institutions that fund care. Lastly, updated health policy analysis for a changing care environment. As an 8th edition, the book positions itself as a current guide to a field that evolves quickly. The available description emphasizes updates and expanded content, which suggests attention to contemporary developments in healthcare delivery and finance. That is significant because health economics is highly sensitive to policy changes market reforms, and new delivery models. A current edition matters in this subject because laws, payment systems, insurance arrangements, and public expectations can shift the meaning of earlier economic analysis. Henderson's book stands out by combining a stable theoretical foundation with attention to the changing U.S. health environment. This makes it useful not only for classroom use, but also for readers who want an overview that remains relevant to present-day policy questions. The updated perspective gives the book a bridge-like quality, connecting established economic principles to current institutional and policy realities. In conclusion, health economics and policy is best suited for students of economics, public policy, health administration, and anyone who needs a structured introduction to how healthcare systems function in practice. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand not just what the U.S. health sector looks like, but why it is organized the way it is and why reform is so difficult. The book offers practical value by connecting microeconomic analysis to real issues such as insurance, financing, delivery, and policy trade-offs. Its main advantage over more general health policy text is its explicit grounding in economic reasoning, which gives readers a clearer way to evaluate cost, incentives, and market behavior. Compared with books that focus mainly on institutions or political debate, this one emphasizes the logic behind healthcare decisions and the consequences of policy design. That makes it a strong choice for readers who want both conceptual clarity and policy relevance. Its updated edition also helps ensure that the material remains aligned with contemporary developments in healthcare finance and delivery. If you would like to support James Henderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.